This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Japan's prime minister said Friday South Korea's decision to end the military intelligence sharing deal with Tokyo damages mutual trust. Shinzo Abe, speaking a day after Seoul announced its decision, said Tokyo will continue to closely coordinate with the U.S. to ensure regional peace and prosperity as well as Japan's security. In an escalation of its bitter dispute with Japan, South Korea decided Thursday to scrap its military intelligence sharing agreement with Tokyo, opening a new divide in trilateral security cooperation among the U.S., Japan, and South Korea. South Korea's presidential Blue House said Thursday it is not in its national interest to continue the deal. Seoul will inform Tokyo of its decision before the Saturday deadline to renew the agreement. A warning from North Korea Friday regarding the stalled nuclear talks with the U.S. VOA's Bill Gallo has more.
Kim says he feels North Korea and the United States will carry out a dialogue soon and that it will go well. North Korea has given the U.S. an end-of-year deadline for the nuclear talks. It wants Washington to provide sanctions relief and security guarantees. The U.S. says it won't relax sanctions until Kim agrees to give up his entire nuclear weapons program. North Korea has conducted 8 missile launches since early May. Trump, who wants to continue the talks, says he has no problem with the launches, noting they cannot reach the United States. Critics say that approach virtually ensures Kim will continue launching short-range missiles, which can reach all of South Korea. North Korea is prohibited from any ballistic missile activity by United Nations Security Council resolutions. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul.
United States and the Afghan Taliban have resumed peace talks in Qatar to try to conclude an agreement that would bring an end to the longest U.S. overseas military intervention. It is the 9th round of talks between the two. This is VOA News. U.S. President Trump is scrapping a plan to cut billions in foreign aid, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Since taking office, the Trump administration's tried each year to slash foreign affairs spending by up to 30%, with lawmakers on both sides rejecting it each time. The president's tried again and now given up on cutting some $4 billion in aid Congress had already approved. A senior administration official says the president was looking to cut what he saw as wasteful spending. Lawmakers disagreed. Sagar Magani at the White House.
President Trump and the other G7 leaders plan to focus on the world economy when they open their annual summit this weekend. We get more from AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
When President Donald Trump and other leaders of the world's most industrialized nations open their annual G7 summit in France this weekend, they'll be discussing the global economy at President Trump's request. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow.
We think it's high time that we had a good group discussion of the allies regarding how to promote economic growth and prosperity.
Globally, economic growth has slowed. Germany, the biggest economy in Europe, is showing economic weakness, and China, which has the world's second largest economy, is going through a pronounced slowdown. Mike Gracia, Washington.
A United Nations spokesperson said Thursday that the organization is very concerned about the most recent forest fires in the Amazon. Speaking in New York, Stefan Dujarric said that all forests were essential for the health of the entire world.
We're very concerned about these fires, both, I think, for the immediate damage that they're causing, and also because sustaining forests is crucial in our fight against climate change.
Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro said on Thursday that the government lacks the resources to fight the fires. In a speech broadcast live on Facebook, the president said that the government is investigating them. He also said he never claimed non-governmental organizations were starting fires in the forest, saying he was only talking of his suspicions. The Canadian consulate in Hong Kong said Friday it has suspended travel to mainland China for local staff just days after an employee of the city's British consulate was confirmed to have been detained in China. The Canadian consulate, in an email to Reuters, did not provide a reason for the travel restrictions. On Wednesday, China's foreign ministry confirmed that Simon Cheng, an employee of the British mission, had been detained in the border city of Shenzhen, as neighboring Hong Kong. Hong Kong has been gripped by anti-government protests for weeks, with China accusing Britain and other Western countries of meddling in its affairs. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.